Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes have it. And you have Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Oz.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining me. Each week I look at certain new things, and one of which really popped out. It's a book called The Telomerase Revolution by Dr. Michael Fossil. And there's many different keys to aging. And most people think you don't want to age, you want to stay young forever. But what you don't recognize is that evolution doesn't like that because you don't turn over fast enough. So we all wonder about aging, and I thought I would share a couple of the thoughts that are parlayed in this book before getting to some quick items. There are many different theories about aging. Your molecules become linked. Your amyloid proteins start bending and warping. Waste products, meaning after inflammation and cell membranes break down, are generated. DNA is slowly accumulated in damage, and all of this makes the cell want to destroy itself. So you have all of these stories and thoughts, and they underestimate the incredible power of cellular regeneration that goes on all the time. You're probably aware that your GI tract every day restores itself as a new layer of cells. Your skin sheds. Even your cornea has surface cells that shed and regenerate. So that regeneration should not be a remote activity. Now, it's true that some cells age and fall into disrepair. Other cells never age, never change their chromosomes, but those cells are your stem cells or germ cells, ovary and testes cells, are the ones that always are the same, to change and transfer the information from whatever, 700 million years ago, that is some of that DNA is in there. We're into an age where we think genes are so important. You've probably heard that there's genes that may be associated with Alzheimer's. There's two of them. Together, that's 3% of all people carry those genes. So that is not a majority by any means. And so there must be other factors. And the other factor is called epigenetics. What causes the expression of those genes? If you look at it in your liver or your fingernail or in your retina, you have the same chromosome material with slight modifications. And the real difference is how different genes are expressed and others are suppressed. Free radicals and oxidation are part of the metabolic process, but neither of them have been proven to drive aging. They're a normal part of your metabolism. Take your bone. You have osteolysis, cells break down, and you have osteoblasts that build cells. So you always are into a regeneration as long as you keep up the good part and putting in the right nutrition. I said earlier that evolution favors species that die out early because their genetics are able to adapt to new environments, new temperature changes, new culture changes, new predators, how the predators change. The rabbits are abundant one season when the wolves and the coyotes and the foxes are low. When the foxes grow back and increase because they don't have a predator, the rabbits decrease. So all of this changes their genetic material. And the one thing that does matter is the telomeres. The last group of genes at the tip of your chromosomes are the ones that wear out over time. And if they continue to wear out, there's more mutation, there's more changes in encoding, etc. So genes do not encode new proteins if they wear out. The key is to be able to turn over your cells and membranes and to repair DNA. We think of heart disease as a disease of the muscle cells of the heart, and dementia, disease of the neurons. This is incorrect. It's a disease of the vascular endothelial cells and the supportive glial cells, where the telomeres wear out. So it is the shortening of telomeres that causes changes in gene expression, which drives aging in the whole organism. Telomerase repairs telomeres. So employing telomerase to breeze and lengthen telomeres will restore gene expression to its most healthy state. This is Dr. Michael Fossil's new book, The Telomere Revolution. But next we have a very wonderful guest and someone who's very near and dear to my heart. Her name is Chloe Abel, and she's going to come and answer a couple questions about kids. So, Chloe, do you think all children need an eye exam?
Yes, because then the doctor can see if their eye is healthy or not.
Good. I agree with you. So, did you know that iPads and tablets send out dangerous blue light and it can affect people and kids' eyes? If they look at it for a long time, are they going to get changes in their eyes that might not be good?
Yes.
And so what do you do so you don't look at it for a long time?
I go off it and do something else.
Good. Good. Now, you're lucky because you happen to have two eye doctors in the family, aren't you?
Yes.
So for all we know, you're a future eye doctor. So should children tell their parents when their eyes hurt?
Yes.
How about with anything about their eyes? Should they tell them?
Yes, because there could be something wrong with their eyes.
And that would mess them up in school, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. We don't like that, do we?
You can see things wrong.
Okay. There's too much to learn. Well, thank you for visiting us today, Chloe Abel, a surprise guest who is a future wizardress. Maybe we'll call her Merlin in the future. But as you know, that the hip bone is connected to the eye bone and all that stuff. A new article on yoga came out and said that if you do yoga, you will reverse osteoporosis. You will improve posture. You'll improve well-being. Now, you may say, how the heck does any of that affect your eyes? Well, the answer is, if you're standing up straight, your energy is good, you feel good. If you don't feel good, all of what you're seeing may not be interpreted the same way as when you do feel good. So it's important to exercise. Yoga may be the best way. Walking may be the only way. Or even sitting in a chair and moving your arms and legs if you are so confined. But exercise is good. How about altitude and eyes? You probably didn't think about that a lot. Mountain climbers who climb mountains and go to high altitudes can get changes in their retina. They can get leakage of fluid in the retina. So obviously they need to be on oxygen to help avoid that. Astronauts have been shown when they've been up in space for a day or two, their round global eyeballs become squished. Yes, so obviously they're seeing a little different. So the higher the altitude, the more can be a change. An airplane ride is not going to be as much of an issue because it's not that high. All of this is covered in my book called The Eye Care Revolution. And I urge you, if you have not read it, take a look at it. And it's more than just about eyes. It teaches you to be a medical detective, learn about yourself, learn about your eyes, and know what to do when situations arise. Because nobody cares as much as you do. I'm sure you believe that. So whether it's aging, whether it's posture, whether it's exercise, the right nutrition, you want to get up-to-date information. Some of it you can Google it. Some of it you find in books. So it's important to be well-informed and use your resources like RadioMD.com. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit the show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening. Stay well, see well, be well, and pay attention to yourself and parts of your body. Seek medical attention when you need to. It's very important to be in charge. Stay tuned for our next segment, and we're going to discuss intraocular and extraocular inflammation with an herbalist who's going to give us complimentary clues on how to treat your eyes.